This is TWiT.
So Meerkat is an interesting story because it was written by, I think, is it an Israeli company?
Yes, Israeli.
And I get the impression that they must have heard that Twitter was about to buy or had bought a company called Periscope. Periscope was a live streaming app. We've seen this kind of app before, right? Quick, for a long time, QWIK, social cam. Periscope was going to do something that would tie into Twitter. Twitter bought them, still has, it's still in private beta, so nobody's seen it. And these guys at Meerkat said, wait a minute, within 2 weeks, they wrote this. It came out at the end of January. This is an app that you run on your iPhone. It's iOS only. And it allows you to stream. Now, if I, how do I get to your stream, Jeff, so I can... So if I go to Twitter.com, it uses Twitter to tweet it. So I'm going to... what are you using, Dwight?
I'm just using... if you go to...
What's your Twitter handle?
Twitter.com, D. Silverman. And you'll find the link.
That's so the last you'll see what happens. So as soon as you start meerkatting, a tweet goes out. Yeah. I don't want to sign up. A tweet goes out saying, doing Twit Live now. That's the tag you put in there with a meerkat hashtag and the meerkat URL. Now, people can respond to that. And well, actually, if they chat within meerkat, it will go out as a tweet, right? So here, let me resize this because... One of the things that's weird about Meerkat, you're not supposed to hold it sideways, Dwight.
Oh, all right. Well, I'd switch if I do. Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
Right. There's a web interface,
well,
but it's really limited. And
well,
it reminds
it is,
you.
And if you do this, because it's really designed to be for the aspect ratio of the phone, right?
Right.
Oh, I have to log into Twitter to see it?
Oh, please.
That's oh, my horrible. God.
Well, I mean, think of it. It's really one of it's like the Instagram model of using app-based. You know, a fully app-based launch. I mean, yes, you have this janky web interface, which is highly limited. But I think, you know, Instagram really paved the path for saying we're going to launch on iOS. We're going to launch web app-based first with no real web, no website, no back end on that end at all. And I just flipped my Meerkat around, so I'm in portrait mode now. So you're not supposed to be in landscape mode.
Okay, this is something a lot of Meerkat newbies do. And both of you, obviously, meerkat newbies. Yeah, it's portrait, which is weird, but it actually works really well. You see, as people follow, you see their faces, little
right.
Chathead bubbles of their
and
faces.
And they can talk to you also.
And they can chat with you in the interface, but then it tweets, by the way. So we'll
cool.
see
yeah,
people chatting chat with you.
Like you can hear their voice?
No. They're text chat.
Yeah, you can't hear their voice, so you get the chat right on the screen. What's really cool about it is, though, that, I mean, well, that's why VCs, I'm sure, are salivating over this, is that it takes over your whole screen. So I've got 20 or so people watching mine right now, and that means that their whole iPhone screen is taken over by this. They're not doing something else. It's not ancillary.
But that's true with any app. Every app is single use on an iPhone.
Sure, absolutely. But, I mean, think about the potential for... you literally have their full attention. So you have their full attention on their phone right now. And they can't, I mean, they could be setting it down doing something else, but they're not multitasking on that same device like you can on a web interface. You're watching some web video, you're maybe typing out an email, you're missing an ad that's popping up. They have, you know, full attention here on the screen if they want to be a part of this.
Can you show, unfortunately, I'm not logged into Twitter here, so I can't show
this. Yeah, I'm like trying really hard to pull these up, and none of them are streaming anything that's moving for me. This is what I'm getting, right?
And then resize your window so it's portrait.
So, yeah.
Who's that?
This is Dwight's. This is Clayton, but it's not moving, and I'm pulling it up in a different browser.
They're trying to Skype with us and do a show. How about JS Needles, twitter.com/JS Needles. Try that. That's Jeff's Twitter. Anyway, this is because South by Southwest is this week. This is if you're going to launch an app, launch it at the end of January. And if you're lucky, you'll get this South by Southwest virality. Clearly, they have. In fact, Clayton, you were at the Apple event, and you said people were meerkatting the Apple event.
Whose nose is this?
Right, they're on in the line going in ahead of time, and a couple of my journalist friends were coming down the line and meerkatting right along. What are you doing? Like, oh, you're live on a meerkat right now. It's like, oh, really? Okay, I didn't know. And then you suddenly have to wipe the sleep out of your
eyes.
If
they'd had meerkat in 2010 when Apple announced the iPad, I would still be invited to Apple events.
Right. Yeah. You know, they probably put the clamp down on people snapping it onto their laptops and facing the stage, because after all, Apple had a live stream, so it's right. going to look much
well,
better.
Well, and that's the interesting thing. We have a live stream. We happen to be streaming this live
actually,
right now, but for
you,
some reason, all of these people, by the way, they're all dead. What's going on with your meerkats?
When you, Leo, violated the rules and shot the Apple thing, they were not streaming live back in the day.
No, that's why I did it, because there was no way to see what Apple was announcing.
Thank you. But it was actually a cool feature inside the demo room where we were trying the Apple Watch and the new MacBook.
Yeah, people could stream live.
People could stream live, and so you were able to get live interaction from people who were not in the room, who wanted answers from the event. Well, how does this work? Or what when you try this, how does this work? What about USB-C? How is this different than this? You know, all sorts of questions you're able to see when you're sort of in the haze of an event like that. You come out. Oh, there's a million questions I need to ask.
I think this meerkat thing is idiotic.
Yeah, of course you do. So here's the question. Obviously you do, John. Here's the question. Why is this taking off in this way when Quick was around for years? Social Cam from...
Just the name. People love the name. Meerkat.
Hakuna Matata. I think it's a cute little meerkat. It's that little drawing in the marketing.
Yeah.
It seems very friendly and very user-centric, and it's very simple.
It's a cute name.
You know, the
simple,
fact that they don't have archives makes it really, really simple. It's just on and off.
That's what Needles
believes.
The
same reason that Snapchat is.
Yeah, Needles believes it's the ephemeralness of these videos that you can save it to your camera, but there's no way to go back and look at a meerkat.
Well, imagine, yeah, right, and imagine how difficult that would be, or how incredibly expensive that would be for Meerkat to be able to hold all of that video that people just doing random 2-hour streams on their phone. You know, your phone is forced to store that. But also, to Dwight's point, it's super simple. You sign in, and because iOS has Twitter natively in the operating system, you don't have to even type out a password. So that's a limiting, you know when you sign up, you get a new Roku box or something, you want to log in. I'm not going to log into Amazon Prime because I don't remember my password. You want to type it out on that little keyboard and the little remote. It's a pain in the butt. Because Twitter is system-wide inside of iOS, you just tap access to your Twitter accounts, boom, you're right in. So within 30 seconds, you're up and running, and you're able to start streaming almost instantly. It pushes it out, and it takes over your whole phone. People saying, you know, notifications still come through. Matt McHale on my Meerkat saying, you know, notifications will still pop up. So you'll still, you know, wife's texting you or something, you'll still get that. But it takes over the whole screen.
But the interesting thing, and I'm curious what you think about this, Clayton, since you're in the news business, a number of people have pointed out that this is going to, well, in fact, there was an article, I'm trying to find it on Medium, about a guy who was using Meerkat and streamed an hour of a fire rescue in San Francisco before the news crews got there. It suddenly makes everybody an electronic news gathering, an ENG crew.
You could be recording everywhere videos they go. In the olden days. Push the video record, and you record that news.
But there's something immediate about it. For instance, here's a prayer vigil in Ferguson.
It's like 100, 200 people at the most. And
So we're looking at this at cron.com as a way to do both live and then take the video off the phone. Put it into – we use Videolicious to put together quick videos that are then put on our website. So we can send a reporter to something. He or she can record it live. It's saved to her phone. We then upload it into our system. And what was live, we have the archive for, and it becomes part of our content. This is real interesting to media companies.
Here, this is a Medium article from Neve Dror, the guy who – one of the founders who says – actually, Ben – Neve Dror is – retweeting Ben, who says Meerkat's not so much about ephemerality, it's about how to make you comfortable live streaming. So the fact that it isn't saved and repurposed or repurposable, it's also making a virtue out of a necessity. This little company didn't want to store and host all of these videos for people to watch.
Right.
Well, also, there's no the anonymity, too, to your point.
Well, you're not anonymous
right.
because you're on Twitter. I mean, you're very public.
Exactly. So it removes the trolls. It removes the nasty, you know, it removes the nasty comments or so.
No, it doesn't.
Well, no, you get them, but they're ephemeral.
Right. Well, that's true.
Yeah, they're gone.
Now, Twitter is doing a competitive product, as I mentioned, Periscope. Twitter yesterday started blocking Meerkat's access to the social graph. So one of the things that was really good about Meerkat was the onboarding, as you mentioned, Clayton, process was very easy because on iOS you just say, yes, use my Twitter account. But more than that, you would also immediately follow all your Meerkatting followers on Twitter. So it was very easy to get people to watch you and to watch people that you knew Meerkatting. Twitter has cut that tie as they can because they control the social graph. And I imagine the other anti-competitive motions from Twitter soon because they want to do their own thing.
They're crazy. They should let this go. What difference does it make to them? Is it going to really cost them money?
Well, I think it actually could have a backlash. I think the Meerkat community could get pissed off at Twitter. And when Periscope comes out, intentionally not use it. Periscope does some different things. One of the things, you've played with it, Clayton, so I would love to hear your opinion. But one of the things I know it does differently is it does save and will reserve your video at any time. It is not ephemeral. And when it replays the video, it replays the comments. Also, another difference is on Meerkat, when you comment on somebody's stream, it becomes a tweet from you with your comment. In other words, and as an at reply, when I use Meerkat, I suddenly see all these people in my Twitter stream. Periscope won't do that. It will allow people to comment, but they won't.
So it clogs up your Twitter screen.
It does. It tends to clog up your Twitter screen.
The lack of ephemerality is one of the big differences between Periscope.
Tell me what it was like. You used it. Was the interface similar?
Briefly, it's similar, but I saw a beta of it. And I didn't get to play much with it. So right now it is in beta. You have to request if you go to Periscope app. I think it's Periscope. I forget what it is.
I requested because I would love to try it.